accepting the offer.
¿Qué puede haber? Es la guerra.
The Mexican president saying the worst thing you can do is have war, adding his predecessors tried it and it didn't work. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio. I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a nice day underway with a good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. The warming trend continues. Today's high 74. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low temperature 51. Tomorrow, sunshine. Beautiful day. Mid-70s tomorrow. I think we'll be in the mid-70s again on Thursday. Chance of a couple of showers later on Thursday afternoon, but a better chance towards Thursday night into the overnight hours till Friday morning when it ends. Breezy, sharply colder Friday. Friday's high in the upper 50s. We're back to the 30s on Friday night and Saturday night, and a cool, crisp weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's too early to look this much like Christmas. Walking through the stores. While we just finished Halloween, can already buy a tree and candy canes and tinsel lights and more. It's too early to look this much like Christmas. The store should just calm down. Time for Christmas tree picking, and it's not yet Thanksgiving. Having a Yule tide meltdown. I see some light for myself and inflatable elves and some brightly colored wreaths. They put out the fake bricks of fruitcake and the biggest Yule log that you've seen. It's still almost 2 months until we get to Christmas Eve. It's too early to look this much like Christmas. I'm slightly afraid Christmas time is so early that next week we all will see displays for Valentine's Day.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to the big broadcast. Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm all by myself. I'm like Eric Carmen. I'm Greg, your passionate host. Those of you will be joining us. We're ready.
And here they are.
I'm kind of self-aggrandizing to applaud myself.
Please quiet.
Oh, thanks. Rosie has walked in, so we're all together here, and she'll join us in this. First things first, we have our focus group gathering tonight at the pizza place, and if you're interested in having a say on the show, the morning show, we'd love to get some feedback from you, and we'll feed you fantastic pizza at the pizza place. And basically, get together, have some great food, and talk. So we have some openings, and you're welcome to join us. It's at 6 o'clock tonight. I know, last minute, but it's only an hour. And if you are interested, call us at 272-9228 right now. 272-9228, because we have some slots open. We'd love to have you join us. You're welcome to come by while we're there. Regardless, we have some, I guess you could call them ballots, whatever, on certain specific things we'd like to get some feedback on. But yesterday, I mean, it's like, I don't know if it's the time change or what, but everything seems like really dead. And I have no explanation for it. It was kind of like that this morning until we did the conundrum, and then the phones got, I think people are kind of still adjusting. But Rosie's here to take your call.
Yes.
272-9228, if you'd like. The pizza place, by the way, is right off 85 at Perry Hill and Harrison Road in that little Dollar General Plaza. And we sure would love to have you there. David Blackman's going to join us, and he's got a couple of great, he's always got a great blog. I read him every day. But the second of his blogs today, if you've been paying attention, you know that Project Veritas, which never gets the credit it's due, they've exposed so much. And especially during the Obama, well, you know, everybody ignored him during Obama because we were going to have a certain opinion of that presidency, whether we liked it or not. This guy just has an amazing gift. For getting into places and getting people to admit things. And what we have here is a clip of ABC News anchor Amy Robach, who they taped talking about the information she had on the Epstein situation, the most predictable suicide in American history. When he was arrested, we all said, how long is he going to be in there before he turns up conveniently dead? Add that name to the list of many people who seem to turn up dead because they have some kind of connection to the Clintons. So in his blog this afternoon, David says Project Veritas published the first of its expose videos on the Jeffrey Epstein killing. Killing. Not suicide, killing. There's even forensic evidence to support that now. In it, ABC News anchor Amy Robach is caught live on a hot mic telling her producer she had the entire Epstein story, including allegations against Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, and Alan Dershowitz. When I first heard that Dershowitz was connected to this, I was highly skeptical, because he sure has convinced us that he's a different type of person. Career liberal, but liberal in the sense that liberal used to mean, you know, a little to the left. Today, liberal means insane. He just never came off on TV or anything else and as the type of person that would be involved in something like this. But this is an ABC Network news anchor talking. So let's see what she has to say. This better play. If it doesn't play, I am going to give birth to a cow on the radio.
That'll be
record-breaking. Where's the volume? Oh, I see, because it's... This is something that makes me nuts. I got to switch it to the Google because it won't play through Mozilla. But please don't tell me this is going to happen. Hey, there it is. Let's try it again. This is professional broadcasting. God, thank you. Lord.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, we...
Let me pause it there. That's a real reporter there. That's what real reporters do. She... I don't know what her politics are. They've been pretty well concealed. But she's sitting on what amounts to one of the stories of the century involving major name people. Clinton, Dershowitz, Prince Andrew. I mean, this is, you know, from a society, this is an earth shaker. And as a journalist, the passion is to get that story out, to be the first to have it, to put your name on it. I'm the one that broke that. Ask how that worked out for Woodward and Bernstein back in the 70s. They're still remembered for that, primarily.
Absolutely.
And for being douchebags. So let's continue. This is, again, Amy Robach from ABC News talking about proposing to the bosses at ABC. Look at this. I got this Epstein thing. Pedophile. Former president. Major legal name. Royalty from across the pond. All implicated. And... well, ABC just wasn't interested in rocking that boat.
It was what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. And I had it all 3 years ago.
So what happened? Some maybe because it involved Bill Clinton, maybe the news director for ABC nationally was not interested in being dead. People to get a little bit too close to the truth with them have a way of, not being alive.
I'm concerned about her.
Well, yeah. Again, Veritas obtains these videos any number of different ways. And they've exposed a lot. I mean, their track record is pretty amazing. But again, this is a bigger statement than the principles involved in this story. This is the network news today. This is the network news that has absolutely looked the other way at Joe Biden and Ukraine. Because they, for whatever reason, I still don't understand it. If you're running a business, you should want economic conditions that produce profits because you're a publicly owned entity and you have shareholders that would like to see a return. How would you like to own a piece of CNN where they're going out of their way to drive off listeners, where they have people in airport terminals and a few and conservatives that get a kick out of watching a fat ass like Brian Stelter stumble around and make a fool out of himself on a daily basis? Why would you run a network like that? You're supposed to sell ad revenue based on viewership. And CNN, which at one time, that's the first channel you put on when there was a big story, an airplane crash, war breaking out, 9/11. 9/11 was a joke, the way they covered it. It wasn't that they had an agenda, but I have watched as it happened on them. MSNBC at that time was still a legitimate cable news network. And they did a great job on 9/11. They had documentaries produced within 24 hours that were just unbelievable. That was real journalism. But that was also 18 years ago, and so much has happened since. You'll notice that they couldn't stand Bush, 43. Couldn't stand him, but 9/11 gave them pause to back off. And they didn't start to tear him a new one until, well, we went into Iraq, so they kind of waited on that. But Katrina was the event that gave them permission to make it all his fault, because he doesn't like black people. The president can order a hurricane to make landfall at a specific point, when in fact, evidence shows that there was far better preparation than there's only so much you can do with a thing like Katrina anyway. But they shamed that man, and shame on him for... Do you think Donald Trump would have slinked out in front of America because the networks demanded he make a statement, when it was in fact the negligence of the mayor of New Orleans and the governor of Louisiana that ignored his warnings, urging, he can't order them to do it, but he urged them to do an evacuation 72 hours out, and they waited till 24, and they killed people. Because they didn't want to be seen as taking orders from a white Republican president.
And left the people who were still living in dire need and jeopardy of their lives in that.
Oh, they had Amtrak trains leaving New Orleans empty. You saw the picture. You remember the pictures of the buses floating that could have been used to get people out of there? No, it was too late. By the time they got serious, it was... too late.
All those people in that stadium and no supplies and no...
So they shamed Bush to walking out in front of America and like owning the situation, which was a joke. There were how many presidencies before his that could have fixed or upgraded those levees? But suddenly, because it happened while he was in the White House, that was his fault too. Trump would have never allowed them to do that to him, and that's why they hate him. Because he punches back. He's the first, and let's hope he's not the last. He's teaching. We got major Republican elections, or significant elections for Republicans. They're going to be kind of a bellwether. I think the Republicans will win them, but, of course, the media is throwing shade and doubt over all of it because this is a referendum on Trump's presidency. Well, seemed to me like the enthusiasm in the places he went to was pretty high. We'll see. We'll go back to this video a little bit later. It's 3:20. If you are, the economy booms and interest rates remain low and inflation is low, it is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane to be renting right now, unless you like giving money to banks, unless you like losing tax deductions. Call Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank and have him look for something that's in your wheelhouse. By the way, if you're paying $900 or $1,000 a month to rent, you can own for less than that and have a better place that you can call your own and get that big tax deduction with first mortgage interest rate. That's like, let's say $700 on a $900 a month payment, about $700 of that would be first mortgage for a year. 7 times 12, that's $8,400. You get to deduct right off your taxes the following year. That's huge. That puts money back in your pocket and you own. So you don't have to live by somebody else's rules. And Morris can make this happen. He partnered up with Renaissance Bank because they have many programs for people with issues like low down payment and stuff. Don't let those stand in the way of calling him. He can get you pre-approved, and then you shop with total leverage. 409-9300 is the number, 409-9300, for Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402669, as Jason becomes the first caller this afternoon. Hi.
Hey, Greg. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
I'm glad to hear somebody tell the truth of what you said a second ago about the Hurricane Katrina thing. You know, they gave them orders 3 or 4 days ahead of time. You know, they knew about it for a long time. It was total just incompetence on the mayor or the mayor of New Orleans.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just, and they're still that way. And this thing with about President Trump, they hate him because he's not part of the establishment, because they can't get him to bow down and kowtow to what they want to do with their personal political agendas. It's sickening.
It is.
He's gonna win again, and it'll be something even more. It'll be something. You think it's been crazy this time with all the bull jive that's going on? You just wait and see what happens.
It's like this impeachment farce, all of it, and yet they're completely ignoring Joe Biden on tape talking about Ukraine.
He admitted to what they're accusing the president of doing himself. He did. He blackmailed him, and they got audio of him admitting to it. And they want to accuse the president of something that's a total falsehood, a lie of what he really did.
Yeah, but Biden is running and accusing, supporting this impeachment farce. It's unreal. In any other, in a world of normal journalism, they would be tearing Biden a new one for that.
They need to be glad men like me, I'm not in charge, because if I had my way, I'd have them all strung up on a gallows and then have a lottery for people to win the chance to pull the handle. You know what? Good day.
If they keep it up, they're going to produce that level of anger.
All right.
Thanks. It's happened historically. You know, I think conservatives as a group are productive but docile people. But you push enough, you push any creature on this planet enough, and it'll fight back. And if they think they're just going to continue this bully bull crap, they're nuts. David Blackman joining us in about 15 minutes. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with our rocket scientist of the day.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving with new lower auto rates. You get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Panera has new breakfast wraps. And yeah, they're an easy on-the-go start to your day. But these are no microwave and go wraps. These are slow-smoked chipotle chicken egg and avocado go-getters. They're maple bacon eggy smoked Gouda bundles of portable bliss. And they all pair perfectly with our new cold brews. All this can be yours in an instant with rapid pickup. For breakfast that's fast, not fast food. Panera, food as it should be.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Capital Pawn Shop on Alabama 14 in Millbrook for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right, we use this to honor occasional moments of brilliance or people who thought they were being brilliant ended up being very stupid. It's the former today. We actually played this clip this morning, but on further review, I think Kevin Harlan of Westwood One Sports deserves props for the way he reacted to a black cat on the field in last night's Monday Night Football game. Yeah. Play, stupid. Oh, my God.
A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25 near the 24-yard line. It's a catch run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50. They stop play, and the players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. Now he's at the 5. He's walking to the 3. State troopers come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown. And the cat is elusive, which now climbs up into the stands, and the fans are running for their life. Now it goes back on the field again, and it runs up the tunnel.
That's hilarious.
That is one of the great moments in sports broadcasting right there. That you know, it's like you're given that moment as a broadcaster, and
kudos to him because he did a great job.
I don't want to compare it to Rod Bramblett's brilliant reaction to the got a sec Nick touchdown that Auburn won the Iron Bowl with that year, but I mean, you know, that's what you hope for in sports, that you're going to have a chance to describe that moment. Not that this is going to be talked about for years in the NFL. It was just a good moment, and he made the most out of it.
I'm sure it went viral, though.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
The NFL needs all the good PR it can get these days. Considering, I didn't want to, he was an Auburn student. I don't know that he graduated, that punk that got cut by the Browns yesterday for horrendously racist tweets. Because somebody dared criticize him. You know, don't they tell you that? Don't coaches tell you that in sports, that you may be the one that fumbles, you may be the one that gives it up, or you know, the eyes of the fans, you get booed. The announcers, if they're going to do a respectable job, can critique your performance.
Well, and you're in the limelight. You've got to expect that.
Yeah, you would think, but some don't. And this guy let his ask it already, and then lost his job. In the NFL, they cut you. They don't have to pay you. What a moron. And a guy with the vocabulary I saw in that tweet, big companies are going to be lining up left and right to take care of him. Offer him, you know, six-figure gigs to be part of their corporate structure. Unbelievable. I wanted to make mention of something because I subscribe to Spot Crime. And I just ran the report covering our neighborhood here at the radio station. And theft, 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 burglary, theft, theft, assault, shooting, robbery, theft, theft. That's a one-week period near us, okay? So there's a lot going on, and sometimes we don't realize it until it hits us directly. Protect yourself with technologies from Applied Security, a great local company. Mark and Vicky have been in business since 1987. They can take over your existing monitoring for under $30 a month, and they can protect your home, your business, your property, whatever it is you need, with video, protect it with fire security equipment, and more. Residential and commercial, call them at 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security. They're Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. Up next, David Blackman, and we're still hoping for a little additional participation in our listener focus group gathering tonight at the pizza place. Free food. Just call us at 272-9228 so we can add your name to the guest.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic.
Hey, fool, you better slow that car down!
Now, I'm just throwing this out there. If you're around the 202-mile marker on I-65, we had a trooper with a car pulled over. Not saying the troopers are looking for folks up that way to pin a ticket on, but I'm just saying, around the 202-mile marker, I'd slow down. Just throwing that out there. Also, the 200 block of Old Farm Lane in Prattville, we have a billy goat on the loose, and as far as we know, that billy goat is still roaming. Be careful. Watch out for the billy goat. Elsewhere, no accidents to report. We are rolling smooth all through Montgomery, just a little heavy on the boulevard. School zone still in effect. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rusty here from our friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners, Dan Morris has listeners, Joey Clark has listeners. So we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7, and call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our See Better, Drive Safer sale. Right now, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a pair of Bosch Focus or Trico Titan wiper blades. We'll even install them for free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know a fire department responds to a fire every 24 seconds? First Alerters remind you to install smoke and seal alarms on every level and in every bedroom of your home. And always remember to test your alarms regularly and replace the batteries every 6 months. To eliminate the need for battery replacements, install 10-year sealed battery alarms. Also, alarms don't last forever. Remember to replace at least every 10 years. Learn more about reliable protection you can trust at firstalert.com and visit Lowe's stores today.
Holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Montgomery Eye Physicians or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Paroles is resuming a parole hearings today after a two-month stoppage. The newly appointed director of the agency said the board will hold regular hearings going forward. The former state attorney general and Mobile County Circuit Judge said inmates don't have a right to parole, and he said they must earn the privilege of an early release. He's advocating for extra care in cases involving violent crimes. Plus, Montgomery City Council is revisiting a panhandling ordinance tonight. The initial ordinance criminalizing panhandling was unanimously passed in July, but has yet to be enforced or signed by Mayor Todd Strange. The Southern Poverty Law Center has threatened to sue if it's not vetoed. And a judge is ordering lawyers to stop talking to the media about the case of 3-year-old Camille Cupcake McKinney, who authorities say was kidnapped and killed. Jefferson County Circuit Judge Clyde Jones issued a gag order saying he wants to limit publicity to ensure a fair trial. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some good things happening here in these first few days of the week with tonight mostly clear skies, not quite as cool. The overnight low temperature down to about 50. Beautiful day tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, blue skies, mid-70s for a high. Then the clouds come in on Thursday. Chance of showers towards Thursday evening, mid-70s again on Thursday. Rain in the overnight hours Thursday night and first part of the day Friday. Then sharply colder again as some very chilly air comes in just in time for the next weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's dedicate this to Jeffrey Epstein. This is brand new, so whenever somebody from the Clinton cartel ends up dead. And with that, we welcome our friend from somewhere in Texas, our blogger buddy, David Blackman from dbdailyupdate.com, which you should read religiously and daily. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Just trying to stay dry. It's kind of a nasty day around here.
Is it? I guess that's the weather that's coming our way later in the week.
Yeah.
I opened with your blog post on the Project Veritas video. And, Amy Robach, who really belongs on Fox News. She's blonde and very good looking and would fit right in. How it's shocking. Like yesterday, you got to dig to find it, but there were a couple of stories about more another Clinton-related person who washed up in the Potomac day before yesterday.
Oh, I missed that.
I'll find it and send it to you through Facebook. It's just stunning how they close ranks, yeah. But on this one here, you're talking about, and I still find it hard to believe Dershowitz was doing this, but she says there's evidence. We have to presume innocence, as he would suggest. But, you know, why are they protecting the royal family? What's the deal with that? Who cares where, you know, what the ramifications are? It's a story. It's news.
Well, you know, in that video, she claims it was to protect ABC's right to get an interview with William and Kate, you know.
God.
Which I guess makes sense to a news organization or a fake news organization. And but it's bizarre, man. I mean, there was one reason, and one reason only, to hang for anybody to be hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a quote, investment advisor who had one client, okay, and yet was somehow worth tens to hundreds of millions of dollars. How did that happen?
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I mean, we've known for years now that Bill Clinton was a regular passenger on Epstein's private jet. The investment advisor with one client somehow managed to own a private jet, and Bill Clinton's name shows up on the flight logs, 22 times, I think, is the latest count that I saw.
He missed by one, 23.
23, okay, yeah. You know, and yeah, Dershowitz was down there on that island. I mean, it's well known that Dershowitz was a frequent visitor to that island, okay? What he was doing there, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
it's ridiculous.
I totally get it. It's just in his case. You know, anytime a politician is connected to perversion, I don't really have much trouble picturing that. Him, though, that's kind of sad, actually, if he was participating in those type of activities with underage girls. You've been on fire the last week. I can't even keep up with the great stuff you've been putting in. Let's go on to your first blog post today, CNN. And new depths of depravity. Tell us about the Weinstein puff. How do they do a puff piece on a disgusting rapist like Harvey Weinstein? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like doing a profile piece on Pol Pot or something. You know, I mean, it's insanity. It's just, I woke up this morning, and you know, and I first thing I do in the morning is browse websites and look, you know, news aggregator sites, and that headline pops up, and I'm thinking, okay, this has got to be a joke. This can't be real. You know, it just can't be. Nobody really does that, right? Even CNN, but then click on the link, and there you are at CNN's website, and it's, you know, it's this puff piece on Harvey Weinstein and how poor Harvey, you know, he's down, but he's not out. He's struggling. He feels betrayed, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, holy cow, how does this happen? I mean, who at CNN has been paid, frankly? I think it almost has to be a case where Weinstein threw a bunch of money at somebody in upper management at AT&T or CNN.
Yeah.
You know, AT&T owns CNN.
Great investment.
And said, look, I need some positive media here. Get me some. And so here you go. It's a 1,500-word piece telling the tale of woe for Harvey Weinstein, for crying out loud.
When I was promoting your appearance this afternoon, I played part of that Veritas tape, and I kind of laid it out like, these are news organizations. They should be competing for audience. Here they're sitting on a giant story that would draw millions of people to get the scoop. And ABC could have had that exclusively, and yet they passed because they wanted.
Well, but let's think about it. Is ABC the only major news organization that had that story?
Please,
that story has been out there for 20 years now, okay? I knew about Jeffrey Epstein when Bill Clinton was still president.
Wow.
Before any of this, you know, the internet even became popular, okay? Every news organization in this country, just like they all know who the whistleblower is and refuse to report that, every news organization in this country knows the real story about Jeffrey Epstein and chooses not to report it. That's the reality we live in America today.
Just like every news organization knows Joe Biden, leveraged
right.
Ukrainian money to protect his son. And yet they're running with this idiocy, this insanity, you know, the Schiff stuff. It's beyond frustrating. They really have a closed wall.
It is. And, you know, I mean, in that piece on CNN, I have this kind of joke imagined dialogue in a CNN management meeting, you know. I think that's actually kind of how these conversations must go there. But one reference is to Joseph Goebbels being Jeffrey Zucker's role model. Well, he is, okay? Our national news media is doing exactly now what the news organizations were forced by the Nazis to do in pre-World War II Germany. It is the same thing.
Who?
It's exactly the same principle of operation.
There was, I posted a thing on Facebook this afternoon about a sports journalist for the Washington Post who claimed that World Series MVP Steven Strasburg refused to shake Trump's hand. It was a flat-out lie.
Edited the video, yeah.
And for the first time in 2 years, Strasburg actually went on Twitter and said, that's fake news. It's the sports media. It's everywhere. This is...
Yeah.
I have a feeling that there's some giant organization shelling out money to these people because they don't seem to care about quality or success or ratings. They just want to keep ramming this narrative. Is it Soros? Is he the news director for the networks? I don't get it.
It seems like it. It certainly seems that way. But yeah, they all have the same agenda. They're all staffed by people with the same political mindset, and they all willingly participate in this daily narrative. And it's just a narrative. They're not really news organizations. They're fabulists, fable tellers, you know, storytellers.
It's unreal. It's just absolutely.
Yeah, it's sad. It's a huge danger to our country, and I've written that many times
Yeah.
Sometimes I think people get tired of hearing me say it, but it's a real threat to the ultimate existence of this country because, you know, the press was considered to be a vital piece of our society by the people who founded this country, an integral part. They were called, the founders called them the Fourth Estate. You know, they're there supposedly to be the watchdog on people in power, but that role is no longer served by anybody in our national news media.
Well, at least this Robach tape is getting out. I see it on Breitbart, your blog, of course, which gets linked on many other websites. I always get a kick out of it when I see DB Daily Update and your name there, because you're our friend and we appreciate you. And if you can just give it 2 minutes for business, we'll be right back to wrap up.
Okay.
Thanks, David. David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. You should check it out. In the meantime, Rosie is here, and we're waiting for folks who would like to join us at the pizza place tonight for some great food.
There you go.
That's a big one. That's got to be really important. Actually, I hope it's a gift that I ordered for a certain weather man whose birthday is Friday. Yeah. Pizza place tonight, 6 to 7. It's a focus group. Come and join us and have some great food and chat.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823. And learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Fox tonight. Don't miss an unforgettable night of drama. On The Resident, a medical breakthrough causes deadly complications.
This is a radical surgery that might paralyze or kill him.
I have a pretty firm grasp on what I can and cannot handle.
Then, it's the question everyone's asking. Who kills Lucius?
They say before you die, your whole life flashes in front of you.
Empire, the final season continues right after The Resident.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to I-90. Car on fire. Unknown casualty.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Her deleted email folder is thicker than her ankles.
Dragged to trash.
She's such a liar, liar. Her pantsuit's on fire. The only thing she hasn't taken from big Wall Street banks are the pens that are chained to the counter.
Huma, get me some bolt cutters.
Her laugh is infectious, just like Ebola. Hillary Clinton is the most hated woman in politics.
I don't always run for president. Oh, wait. Yes, I do.
All right, joining us for part two of our visit with David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. I always got to find something to play for you, and I wanted to use that in particular because, A, your thoughts, we have a couple of elections today that I think the media is trying to sell as a litmus test on Trump's presidency. I think we're pretty safe in Kentucky and Louisiana. What are your thoughts, David?
Well, I don't know how that thing in Louisiana is going to go. It's very close. Mm-hmm. It's surprisingly close to me. I mean, the Republicans had a big wipeout statewide in their general election. And, of course, we have this runoff for the governor's office between the incumbent Democrat and a Republican challenger. And, the polls, there's only been two polls, and they're both showing it a dead heat. And I just... when logic tells you that Eddie Rasponi ought to win that election against John Bel Edwards, fairly, by 4 or 5 percentage points. The one good thing to me about that one is one of the polls was taken by the same organization that showed Edwards was going to win the general election without a runoff, and, right. and he only ended up with 46% of the vote. So with that one showing it as basically a tie, then you have to think that, you know, probably it's just as bad a poll as the previous one. So we'll see. That election is actually not until Saturday. Louisiana has this weird system where they vote in off years on Saturdays rather than Tuesdays.
My error. But yeah, I thought that was tonight.
Right. Yeah. No. It had me fooled until day before yesterday. I finally realized that. Kentucky. Yeah, I think the Kentucky thing is. I just got to believe that one's safe at this point, particularly after the president, you know, went there and did the rally.
You know,
those always.
You talk about left wing dementia. Did you see Joy Behar said that Trump pays people to come to those rallies? That would be a lot of money.
Hilarious.
I mean,
you've got 25,000 people there and another 20,000 standing outside. I guess you just think they do a big casting call everywhere.
See, I look at that. Screw the media. When you see that level of passion, they're really coming out to say thank you. They're not coming out to hear idle promises because he's kept promises. And the ones he hasn't kept is because he's got a Congress that's busy macerating its strawberries over nothing. that's what they're doing. It's a horrible joke. I wanted to touch, you did a great job kind of, and you do it on a regular basis, updating and handicapping the clown show that the Democrats have collected. Do you think Hillary might come into this thing? There are people who think she can still get elected. I don't buy that.
No, I don't think she can win a general election. I think she could still be the nominee if she wants to. You got to remember, Democrat voters, you know, don't think like normal people.
No.
And they don't realize how pathetic this group of people really are. Hillary Clinton's got a big fan base still there in the Democratic Party. The problem, though, is that she no longer controls the Democratic National Committee, which, you know, runs the primaries and organizes the convention. And, she was able to basically rigged the thing last time so that Bernie Sanders really had no chance. So she would not be able to do that. And, if she were to jump in the race, I think she would immediately be the front runner. Even though she can't run. She physically can't run. She can't even climb steps.
I know. What's changed in the last 3 years that she's gotten more physically adept? I don't think so.
No, I'm not sure she can even get out of those chairs that she sits in on all of her stage appearances now. She's a horrible, awful, just terrible, the worst person who's ever lived, really.
We've got the tombstones to prove it.
Yeah, I mean, these are the same voters who nominated her husband and, elected Barack Obama twice and elected Jimmy Carter. These people don't think the way normal people do. I think she could win.
I'll bet you were despondent when Beto.
Oh, it broke my heart.
Yeah. You had a lot.
I've probably written 10,000 words about Beto O'Rourke,
and they've been great. He did get a little closer to Ted Cruz than I would have thought, but Ted prevailed.
Well, but here's the thing about Beto is he distorted that entire election in Texas last year because of all that Hollywood and New York money that came into that race. Mm-hmm. He had a 3-1 spending advantage over Ted Cruz, and he still lost by 3.5% of the vote.
Yeah.
But he elevated every other Democrat on that ticket, and he probably caused 3 or 4 different congressional seats to go Democrat as a result. Well, he's not going to be. Even if he were to run against Cornyn, he's not the political powerhouse now.
Mm-hmm.
He's done, And so Texas is a very safe state. And just disregard any of this nonsense in the media about Texas going blue next year, because that is not going to happen.
I love hearing that. You couldn't wrap this up with better words, because we worry about. I see that all the time. They're always trying to tell us this is going to go blue and this one's going to win. And they're wrong every single time.
Yep.
You, sir, though, are on target, and we appreciate your time. David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. Bookmark it and visit. it's what makes me sound smarter than I am. Or as my
7 listeners. O'clock in the morning every day.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's the first thing I read when I get home from the morning show here. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is 3:56.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
It's because of guys like him that learn me things. Another good guy is Don Serber, S-U-R-B-E-R, at blogspot.com. Check him out. He does a morning news recap that's really, it's concise, it's short, he's got links. Keep up with it. So where is everybody? Where are the people that are dying to come and join us tonight at the pizza place?
They're waiting until after 4 to call.
I'm feeling rejected. I really am. I'm feeling... Maybe what I should do is head over to Infusion. I should stop there tomorrow because I'm way overdue for a vitamin IV. I need a little pick-me-up, and that's the best way to do it. InfusionCryoandLaser.com is the web address. Explore it and see the incredible options that are out there to jumpstart your life, to restore your energy, to help get you out of the doldrums, to give you that extra energy you're going to need to get through the holiday season coming up. If you're feeling depleted, tired, fatigued, they have solutions. Everything from cryotherapy, which is a 3-minute recharge to your entire system, also helps you with achy muscles and stuff. Actually, it helps you think better. It affects your circulatory system. It jumpstarts it. And blood has everything you need to feel better, to think better, to feel sharper. Cryotherapy does that for you. If you've been partying a little bit too heartily, you know, too much football, too many tailgate parties, one IV vitamin therapy session can fix you right up, because the whole idea is to restore the balance to your system and make sure. A lot of action in my house today. I'll be watching video during Fox News. They also now feature the Brain Reset. That's the nickname for it, but it's a technology called iAssist, and it's been especially effective for people that have had neurological conditions like Parkinson's. To relieve those, ask about it, or if you know somebody that might benefit from them, tell them about it. Infusion is reached at 296-1662, 296-1662. And again, explore the website at infusioncryoandlaser.com. They also have a chiropractor there now and acupuncture, which I'm going to try. I haven't set the appointment date yet, but I've never done that. But I've had some lower back issues basically for the last 14 years. And it's kind of flared up on me. So I'm going to give that a shot. Why not? It's all good. And Infusion, Cryo, and Laser, 296-1662.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic have a new accident. McGee Road in front of Regions Bank. Watch out for emergency vehicles as they make a run there. We've also got an accident on East Fairview at Wilmington. That's going to be just a block off Norman Bridge. Use caution. Hopefully they're getting that one cleaned up, as well as the minor accident on Bell Road at Vaughan. Also, Highway 31 out near Hyundai at Wasden Road. We have a pretty bad accident. That's been going on for a while. Emergency vehicles, we hear, are still on the scene. Use caution out there